lashes and payment. And we're talking about if a person would get partial payment or if it would be divided. Now, lashes, it says, is not divided. Each one gets their own set. Every plotting witness gets his 40 lashes or 39. But payment is divided in order to give the defendant only what he would have lost, so he doesn't get extra money. Now the question is the derivation. How do we know this on both counts? Answer one, we compare lashes to death. Two verses have the word rasha, wicked, in it. Just as death cannot be divided, neither can lashes. Two pisukim verses have the word wicked in it, and so we make a gezerah shava to compare one to the other. First it says, and it shall be that if the wicked one is liable to lashes, which is in Devarim in Kitetze, where it says, v'hitzdiku tarash, et tzadik v'hirshiu tarasha, which we spoke about before, and it says, v'ya'im bin hakot tarasha, if the rasha deserves punishment, and then it says, kedei rish'ato b'mispar, he gets lashed according to his wickedness. So all these words of rasha you have in there, talking about lashes. So now when it comes the second pasuk, which is in Mas'eh, in Bimidbar, talking about the Ir Miklat, it also says you should not take kofir, you should not take to redeem, like a ransom, to get the guy off, lenefesh rotzeach asher hu rasha lamut, that he is wicked to die. Here it's talking about a real murderer, not someone that murdered by mistake, but it's in that Ir Miklat section of Mas'eh. So it says, they call him Rasha Lamut. So just like you have two words, Rasha, so since one can't be divided, you can't divide death, so now you can't divide lashes. Now we'll notice when it comes to payment, wherever that pasuk is, it doesn't say the word Rasha in it, so we don't learn that you have to also divide that. So that becomes just normal to pay the guy back. Now there's a second answer. The law of reciprocity itself teaches that punishments must be in full, which means you have to do everything in full. Full lashes and full payment. Now the only reason payment is an exception is because money can combine to pay the victim, whereas lashes doesn't benefit the victim. So this proof is not using verses. It's just the logic of what being reciprocal punishment is. Reciprocal means full. But the only question is then, so why money we're not making in full? That's the question. So the answer is because money can combine to give the guy back what he's due. Like we said, if two witnesses each try to make a guy lose $1,000, so if they both pay him $1,000, he's going to end up making $2,000. So he's going to get more money than he's supposed to. Because money can combine to make the $1,000 he has to get that he lost. But when it comes to lashes, the victim is not benefiting when the guys get hit. So since it has nothing to do with the victim or the defendant, so they each are going to get their own. And that's called reciprocal. Now, the reason the first opinion needed a verse, which was the first proof, or the two verses working together, the reason they needed that is because it maintains that reciprocity itself teaches that punishments combine, which means they are agreeing that punishments combine, but now you needed a pasuk, or two pisukim working together to show how lashes does not combine. That's why lashes is now against the rule, because it's not combining to make both of them equal 40, but they each have to get 40 on their own because of the verses. So again, these are the two answers. Connection is explanation of the current Mishnah. And now the Gemara. Mena hanemile, minayim hadivarim halalu or ha'elu. From where do we know these words? Again, that phrase always means derivation. We need a pasuk. When you see menahane mile, you're always looking for a pasuk, not for a logic. A logic or a principle is a different question. So it says, Amar Abaye, Ne'mar rasha b'chayave malkuyot, Like we saw in the Pesukim, in the two places where a person is chayav lashes and a person is deserving of death of Beit Din, it uses the word rasha in the Pesukim. Ma lehalan en mita lemechetza, afkan en malkut lemechetza. Just like over there, you can't make death be half. Same thing when it comes to lashes, you don't make it be half. Even though you could, it's just we learn not to because Hashem put it together to connect it to the death pasuk. And that's how we learn. Now Rava Amar, Rava has another logic to the answer. Again, on derivation, not on principle. It says, Amar be'ainan, we need tzrichim, ka'asher zamam la'asot le'achiv ve'leka. We need this pasuk that you have to do what he conspired to do to his brother, and there wouldn't be. Veleka, you wouldn't have it, meaning if you didn't give him the full measure. So we learn you need full measure always. But then they ask, Ihache, imken, if so, mamoname, money also. So why are you splitting the money if you're saying the pasuk is saying you have to always give full? So he says, Ma'amon mitztaref, malkot la mitztaref. Money you can combine, and lashes you don't combine. Now this is more already of a principle. See, derivation is just pulling the pasuk down, and now he's explaining it with the principle that money can combine to pay the guy back, but lashes has nothing to do with the guy, so it doesn't have to be combined to do anything. Meaning, technically, you can combine lashes. You can say 20 for him and 20 for him. So, mazal tov, you've combined it. But combined it for what? It doesn't do anything for the defendant. Combination means to give or to pay back the guy. So if nothing's being paid back to him, there's no combination. So everyone gets their own set of lashes.